The Day for Life is being celebrated on Sunday in England and Wales. Its aim is to raise awareness about the meaning and value of human life at every stage and in every condition. This year, Pope Francis has sent a message in support of the initiative. In it, he invokes the protection of Our Lady and entrusts to her, the Mother of the Living, the cause of life. The bishop for the Day for Life is John Sherrington, Auxiliary Bishop of Westminster. He spoke to me, Lydia O'Kane, about the Pope's support and the theme for this year.
I find the Pope's message very encouraging, and it's very, very important. It really brings a focus to help us pray for those who have, for those women who have lost children, whether through stillbirth, miscarriage or abortion. And also, it's a way of repeating again the Pope's wonderful message of mercy and the compassion of God that reaches out to every person, whatever their situation.
Is there a particular theme for this year?
Well, this year, in October, we mark the 50th anniversary of the passing of the Abortion Act in England, Wales and Scotland. So we're preparing to mark that anniversary in a different way in October. But at the moment, so this Day for Life, we're focusing essentially on prayer for those lives that have been lost, prayer for women who have lost a child through stillbirth, miscarriage or abortion and are grieving, focus on God's mercy, and also we're focusing on practical ways of accompanying women who are pregnant and confronted with what choice do I make? And we believe that by communicating and working with various charities, we can support them, provide resources, provide practical items, and actually help them then to continue their pregnancies.
What does this Day for Life give the opportunity for people to do?
So it provides, firstly, a focus for prayer, but also we take a second collection in our churches, and that very practically supports the work of the Anscombe Bioethics Centre in Oxford, and also monies are used to support pro-life charities. So in that sense, we do provide some practical support as well to help women. So for example, this year I visited Anawim in Birmingham. This is a project where, in fact, started by a couple of religious sisters. They provide support to women who are pregnant and then actually provide practical support as well. So in that sense, we can see the very real effect of the way in which people's donations help. But also, firstly, prayer is very important and raising the awareness about the beauty and the gift of unborn life.
You should mention the many, many charities that are doing extraordinary work in this field.
I would certainly like to thank them for their support and their sustained dedication and commitment over 50 years, because if we go back over that time, many men and women have worked so hard to protect unborn life and also to support women who are pregnant. So I'd want to thank them and encourage them. And the challenge continues because, in a sense, we've just received the 2016 abortion statistics for England and Wales, and there we see 190,000 abortions in the year, which is a slight decrease from last year. But also continuation, the rise in the number of children with Down syndrome who have been aborted. And therefore, you know, again, we need to keep raising awareness that every life is a gift from God. Every life is equal. And so I hope through prayer, awareness and practical help, we can do that through this Day for Life.
How important, Bishop Sherrington, was the Jubilee of Mercy in terms of having compassion for women who find themselves in difficult situations?
Certainly, during the Jubilee of Mercy, the number of confessions in all of our churches increased. At Westminster Cathedral, with which I'm associated, there were far more confessions. And obviously, people were coming to the church, having heard Pope Francis's message of mercy, that message of compassion and welcome. So we saw a great increase in the number of confessions. And I think that once people have made that initial step and come back, then they're able to begin to develop their life of prayer and the sacraments, and a more regular pattern of confession and celebration of reconciliation, which is so important in life.
What can parishes do, and is there more parishes can do to support women who are facing these life-changing decisions?
I think, firstly, be ready to pray, to be with them in prayer, and secondly, to look at ways in which they can practically work with charities or with groups to provide a point, firstly, to listen, then to consider practical responses. But in fact, I think, first of all, to be able to provide a place of listening, and that's most important. And also, very practically, for this Day for Life, we've produced a card for every parishioner, every person who comes to the church this Sunday, and on it there's a prayer to Mary, Mother of the Life Within. And I hope that people will pray that prayer, and in that sense, understand the way in which Our Blessed Lady is the mother of the living, the cause of life. And that's something very practically that everybody can do. And also those who are housebound, who are unable to come to church, it's a way that they can be united through their prayer in this most important work.